The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are. The Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. Before we went to the break, I told you that we were going to try to reach out to Tom Homan. We're still trying. He was the first director of ICE to have worked his way up through the ranks to become Trump's ICE chief. And if Trump gets reelected, Tom Homan will be right back in that saddle. And of course, now we have an April 4th, 2024 Mar-a-Lago event for Border 9/11, this gala that's being held down there. You can buy tickets simply by going to www.border911.com. And of course, Sarah Carter, the reporter from Fox, Tom Homan, Derek Maltz, Sr., Rodney Scott, Jason Jones, Mark Morgan, all part of the Border 911 team. And of course, there is a commercial out that we will post that you can watch. But in the interim, we're not able to reach out to him this morning. I'm not surprised, as busy as that guy is. So aside from that, we have the 10% off site-wide and free shipping, by the way, for those of you calling the Power Mall now, with free shipping with orders $250 and up. Not much to ask, considering the fact that, you know, we need your support. We're 100% listener supported. If you do buy through the Partners tab, by the way, take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know so we make sure we're getting credit. That's what helps keep us on the air. This is 2024, folks. This is pretty serious. If you were watching what was happening last night, it was pretty sad. You know what the economy looks like. I don't have to tell you that. You still go to the gas pump. Prices are going up. Many of you are paying on average of $3 a gallon. The last time I filled up, I paid $2.87 a gallon. You know, they always say $2.86.9, and you basically look at that and, you know, give it a raspberry. You look at that and you go, nah, it's $2.87. Because, you know, and then you look at the gas pump to make sure, digital or otherwise. You know, the old gas pumps, they turn on a wheel. The new ones are all digital. So you have to basically decide, okay, now when I pump 1 gallon, am I actually paying $2.86.9 for that? Or are they kind of messing with it to, I'm paying $2.88 or $2.89? Because every penny over and above what I pump, you know, then you have to call the Department of Agriculture, who is mostly in charge of the gas pumps, and report it. You can't let them get away with it. So, you know, be cognizant. That's one way you can stop this nonsense, is to be cognizant of what's going on. And if you pump a gallon and it doesn't say 287 or 286.9, because, I mean, if it doesn't say 287 and it says something different, like 290 or 295, after you pump exactly 1 gallon, that's a problem. Now, people are going to go out and they're going to test that theory. I hope you bust them. I really do. Because you never know what they're doing these days. I mean, they could cheat in the elections. What happens at the gas pump? What happens in the grocery store? Biden thinks that he's actually going to do something about price gouging? Really? The blowhard is talking out the other side of his keister. There is a new Twitter video circulating right now showing caricatures and AI of Biden and Harris. And it shows Biden with several different kinds of faces on and Pinocchio's growing out of his nose. It's hysterical. I got a big laugh out of that over the break. So those of you go to Twitter and that's X for those of you that It's still registering as Twitter. I'm going to email that Twitter under the Feel Good Friday section under Good News. And I'm going to send that Twitter feed to Catherine to post on our email blast so that you can enjoy your weekend sharing it with all your friends. Oh, was that ever good? Dave in New York, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am fair. Hey, when you talk about the nose growing and all that, remember Rush Limbaugh was selling Clinocchio watches? back in the old days.
I do remember that.
You know, there's something coming. Yeah, there's something coming up in the near future, and it's the eclipse. And I'm not familiar with Nineveh, Texas. Maybe you are. Maybe you could look it up. But
I was instructed to go look up on YouTube Sign of Jonah. J-O-N-A-H, Sign of Jonah. And look that up, and the spirit will motivate you as to which YouTube video to watch.
Well, you know, again, YouTube.
They're owned by Google.
I'm trying to find. I know. I'm trying to find the best search engine, a different way to change things, because things have changed. And when they're trying to give away, and I know this from a local hospital, and I'm not going to give out their name, but if you don't have that new watch or that new phone that they're giving away because they love you so much, then you can't get any. You can't get your accounts. You can't anything you want that you've had done in the past. Anything you can't look it up because you don't have that new phone. So, I mean, it kind of hits close and personal with me. I don't know if I should. I've had you people. I didn't mean to say like that, but the listeners pray for me and my family before, and. I was in a situation not too long ago where I had to save my wife's life, and it was horrendous to go through. And she passed out fortunately in front of me, and her fingers turned blue and her lips turned blue. And I'm trying to get through to 911, but I can't find my phone. And my granddaughter was there, and I had to keep my cool for her, but this foam and stuff is coming out of her mouth, and I'm rubbing her back, keeping her tipped sideways so she wouldn't choke on all that stuff. And long story short, it worked out. Okay, she's still with me. But it was the most hellish thing I would ever want to go through. And I know because I speak out that, they're coming against me. I'm not they, but the dark side is coming against me. But we're still here, you know.
Got to keep the faith, Dave. Have a great weekend. All right. We have been talking about the Border 911 or Border 911. Take it as you wish. When you read it, Tom Holman joins us again here on the Power Hour. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, so tell me about this big gala that's going to be happening at Mar-a-Lago.
April 4th, we're going to have the Border 911 fundraising event in Mar-a-Lago. We expect the president to be there. And I'm bringing, based on my 34 years of doing the job, I'm bringing the best border team in the world to talk to people about our border, talk about the truth of the border, and that this is the biggest national security threat this nation has faced since 9/11. And hopefully when... we go across the country this year to talk to thousands of people. We can convince them when they get to the voting booths in November, they're going to vote for border security because border security is national security. It's just not about illegal migration anymore.
No, it isn't. And everybody's watching this. We watched last night's speech, and, of course, I picked it apart this morning on the show. They've got videos out now circulating with his nose growing like Pinocchio in so many different ways. Apparently one of the Gold Star fathers who was out there from one of the Marines who died in Afghanistan apparently rose to his feet and started screaming at Biden during the speech and was escorted out of the chambers and arrested for protesting at a speech.
I was there. I was at the State of the Union. well, I won't call it State of the Union. I call it more the State of Confusion. Yeah. Because I was there, and it was very moving what that father did. What I left at last night, the State of the Union, what I thought is there any integrity left in that building at all? Because when hundreds of people stand up to applaud something he says that is patently wrong, false, a lie, do you have any integrity at all? Why would you stand up and applaud something that you know? These people aren't stupid. They know many of the things he said was just simply not true, and they still stand up and applaud him. I left that building disgusted. It's like there's no integrity left on Capitol Hill.
I think we all kind of feel that way, Tom, and that's a big problem. It's a big problem for Americans because they are, you know, a lot of them, especially the callers here, are looking at the lesser of two evils because we've got, you know, the responses that we heard last night, especially from the Trump campaign, and whether or not it was taken out of context, we're still not getting the truth. We're hearing Operation Warp Speed and how it fixed COVID when it's done anything but. And they're basically, we have this political finger pointing going on, and I'm having a hard time with it. I really want to believe that Trump was lied to by Fauci and Birx and Collins and everybody else, and that if he gets elected, he's going to do something to punish those people for murdering all these Americans. I mean, we really are looking at this thing going, come on, you got to get a grip on this thing, because people are losing respect for the entire system. We can't have that in America, Tom.
I agree with you 100%. I think he's going to do that. Here's what I think. I think that when the COVID broke out, you know, a lot of people were dying. I think, you know, he was being advised by who claimed to be the smartest scientists and doctors in the world. And, hey, look, President, you can save millions of lives by creating this vaccine. And as Commander-in-Chief, I think he did it. Didn't in the time. However, I think when he gets back in office, I truly believe he's going to say, okay, look, you know, I took the advice of, you know, scientists and doctors and created this thing, and because, you know, I thought we could save men's lives, but not realizing that it wasn't all that good. And what can we do to hold people responsible and investigate this so it never, ever happens again? I think he's the man to do it. I really do.
Well, and there's something else that's disturbing about all of what's happening at the southern border. And I want to follow up with this on you. And you're the one who's knowledgeable about how this could happen. But and this is not a deep question, but if what former President Trump is saying, if he gets in office, there will be mass deportations. But in order to do that, somebody is going to have to surveil and monitor all of these illegal aliens coming into the country, which now that we know that the committee out there with Jim Jordan has found that we're being surveilled for buying, you know, a Bible online, they're going to have to surveil these illegal aliens, and we're going to get caught up in this. How are they going to stop we the people from being surveilled at the same time they're trying to deport all these illegals?
I think President Trump is going to take the whole top layer off DOJ and the Bureau and hold them accountable. I think we got to get rid of the SES ranks, senior executive ranks, because I think they're bought faithful. I think DOJ has been weaponized against us, and no one knows that better than President Trump. But I think, look, I told the president that if he needs me back, I'd be back in a minute. You know, Washington posted a story on me 5 years ago. It was a hit piece. They said, you know, Tom Homan deports people. The exact first line of the story was, Tom Homan deports people, and he's really good at it. That was a hit piece, but surprise, I framed that sitting in my office wall. I will come back and run the largest deportation operation of this president. I know how to do it. I've done it before. So I've been going around the country saying, look, these millions of people they're releasing in the country right now, I got some advice for them. Don't get too comfortable. Because if you enter the country legally, it's a crime. 9 out of 10 will get an order of removal issued by a federal judge. Don't execute those orders. And as far as the left, you know, raising hell about this, you can't demand to have a right to due process. You can't demand to have a right to claim asylum. You can't demand to have a right to see a judge. Then ignore the final orders of the judge. We're going to execute those orders, and we're going to deport people. On the heels of the historic illegal immigration on our southern border, where we know 9 out of 10 will get an order of removal, they simply don't qualify for asylum, there has to be an historic deportation operation, and I'll run it.
Well, I know you will, because, you know, the president has already said that you're back in the saddle if he gets elected. And I have no doubt in my mind that you're not going to hit this thing with full force. You will, and you'll be running people out of here almost as fast as they came in. I know it's going to take a lot of time, and I certainly hope it doesn't take 4 years to undo everything we've seen this 4 years happen in this country, because the thing is, these people get let out of jail, which is why they're all going to the blue state cities, because they literally can commit crime, except in Florida. They won't do it there because they will get thrown in jail and they'll stay there. But the thing is they commit crime. They get let out by these Soros-backed DAs, and then they turn around and go right back out emboldened, flip everybody off, and then go do the same thing again. And they get emboldened. They commit worse crime. And so, I mean, Lake and Riley, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, look, Grant Lincoln Riley is the most recent one. We've had thousands of ancient moms dead. I've met several hundred of them who buried their children because their children were murdered by the illegal alien. Look, one of the first things President Trump's going to do, he's going to file lawsuits in sanctuary cities. He already had filed one. It was looking pretty good. When the first thing that Biden did when he got in office, told DOJ to drop the lawsuit. That would be brought up again. We need to hold sanctuary cities responsible. And those that, you know, ICE should have access to every taxpayer-funded jail in the country. And I think legislation, if we can't get legislation to it, then we do an executive order. But sanctuary cities will not exist anymore in President Trump. You do everything you can to get rid of them. We have to. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals only. And look, Lake and Ryan would be alive today if it wasn't for sanctuary city policy. But I've said many times, this administration failed Lake and Ryan's parents several ways. Number one, he shouldn't have been in New York. He shouldn't have been in Georgia. He should have been in Mexico in the Remain in Mexico program that they killed. Second of all, if he didn't have a Remain in Mexico program, he should have been in ICE detention, because the law clearly states, Title 8 United States Code says, if you enter country legally without proper documentation, you shall be detained. That's the word in the statute, shall. Not maybe the thing about a shall. So he should have been remained in Mexico. If not, he should have been detained by ICE. And third, the Secretary Mayorkas, you know, he reprioritized what ICE can and can't do. Even if New York City was to call them when they released that guy, ICE wouldn't have got the detainer on him. ICE would have taken the custody because he didn't rise to the level of what Secretary Mayorkas says he must rise to for ICE to take action. He has to be convicted of a serious crime. So, you know, this administration failed these families three times, and that's what we're going to change back. Remain in Mexico program will go back in immediately. And the catch and release immediately. And we'll hold sanctuary cities responsible. President Trump will turn this thing around. I have full confidence in him. He did it once. He can do it again.
Well, the thing is that I don't see anything else but an executive order cutting off the federal funding to all of these blue state cities in order to stop all that. Because, I mean, now they're taxing their own citizens and cutting costs of, you know, I don't know. It's a social program that really drives me crazy, because they want everybody dependent on the government and they don't want people to work. They, and there's this, you know, how they can come out and brag about the fact that, you know, the biggest lie I heard last night out of Biden's mouth was the fact that he lowered the deficit. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
No, like I said, when I left that State of the Union, what I call a state of confusion, I was so just disgusted. But how does several hundred people rise and applaud a statement that is patently true, untrue, a lie? And they still stand up, and they know it's a lie. They're going to stand up and applaud it anyways. It's just, you know, like I said, I don't think there's any integrity left in that building. It's just, it's disgusting on every level. Those people know that he unsecured the most secure border in our history. He knows what he did, and he did it on purpose. This is by design. This isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. He ran on open borders, and he got it done. And for people to applaud him for saying, pass the Senate bill, we can secure the border, he knows that's a bunch of crap. That Senate bill is atrocious. You get HR2, which I helped on. HR2 would work. Why would it work? Because a lot of it's Trump's policies. We proved it worked. But why would we negotiate against known success? We shouldn't. If he really wants to secure the border, have the Senate bring up HR2 that is the House approved and sign it, if you're really serious. But he's not serious. And like I said last night, I testified in front of Congress yesterday, a couple hours before the State of the Union. I told him the same thing when I got done testifying. I said, you know, I'm going to leave here today. Nothing's going to change. This president's not going to secure the border. More children will die of fentanyl today. More illegal aliens will die crossing the border. More women and children will be sex trafficked. More women will be raped by the cartels. more fentanyl is going to get in the country to kill more of our young people. More known suspected terrorists are going to cross the border. And the biggest national security threat in our nation is going to continue because we got 1.9 million gotaways. Who the hell are they? Where do they come from? Why didn't they turn themselves in and take advantage of a free giveaway program? Why did they not want to be fingerprinted? That should keep you up at night, and they're not doing a damn thing about it.
No, they're not. And I mean, I, you know, the only thing that I can encourage people is to keep your powder dry. And I think they know what I mean by that, because they may need it, because when these characters get emboldened and they want to go out in droves, you know, they have been doing this in the major cities. They get together 20 or 30 of them and go do smash and grabs. And if you happen to be in their way, you know, I feel sorry for them. But this is a bigger problem, because then if you are deporting all these people, I mean, the countries they came from don't want them back. I'm just trying to figure out, one, you got to build another border wall. You keep people out, you keep people in, and then you secure it. And now there's a wall all across the entire southern border of the United States that is impenetrable. They filled all the tunnels with concrete so they can't get through, and they monitor what's going on, and they bring the entire U.S. military home and put them on the border to make sure that these people, once they're out, they're permanently out. They start imposing. I mean, I think people, Tom, are frankly tired of all of this stuff, and they don't want these, especially the people that came to this country legally and went through the process of becoming a naturalized United States citizen, small c, and they're frustrated because it's like, how do these people get away with this? And then the United States government is giving them all this money and bribing them to stay here and emboldening them to commit all these crimes. Now we have to send them all back into Mexico. How do you think Mexico is going to treat this with all these 10 million people if you could take them and drop them back over the fence and seal up the wall so they can't get back in? What's Mexico going to do about it? Nothing?
Well, bottom line is that's their problem, right? It's, you know, it's against the law of Mexico to transit Mexico. If you're from another country, it's illegal to transit Mexico without a transit visa. But they're letting it happen. Look, when the President Trump, he didn't ask Mexico to be in the Mexico program. He didn't ask Mexico to put military in the southern and northern border. He demanded it. He demanded it. He was going to tariff them into billions of dollars. He forced them to take action. He forced them to start enforcing their own immigration laws that it was illegal to transit through that country to us. So that's what needs to happen. We need to have someone like President Trump, who was, you know, let's face it, he was one badass president. He put America first. He didn't take no for an answer. He demanded these countries take action, or he'd take money away from them. You know, the Central American countries, you know, they didn't want to help on the third safe country agreements. But he threatened to take every dollar of international aid away from them. Guess what? Within 72 hours, they're signing the agreement. We need a president who has a set, is willing to push people to do the right thing. America's first. Look, Mexico don't want to solve this problem. They got $61 billion remittances last year from illegal aliens here sending money back. Another point you made, I just want to foot stomp it, the walls work. Every place they built a barrier, every single place they built a barrier, illegal immigration went down, illegal drug flow went down. And most importantly, walls save lives. The most vulnerable of illegal aliens, of women and children, can't go over that wall. So they're going to go to the place where there's not a wall. And guess what's waiting for them? The men and women of the Border Patrol. So walls save lives, walls secure the border, walls work. And that's one of the first things, like I said, when Trump gets in, I think within the first week, Remain in Mexico program gets put back in place. Third Safe Country Agreements get put back into place. And the catch release ends. And the wall starts being constructed again. I think every 90, the 94 executive orders Biden signed the first 2 weeks in office, he will undo every one of those. He will take action. Look, this administration in 3 years hasn't done a damn thing to slow the flow. Not a thing. Not a damn thing. Well, the only thing they've done is play a shell game where they bring people that would normally enter illegally between the port of entry, bring them through the port of entry and call it a legal entry, a legal pathway. That's crap. They'll lose that in court. It's illegal. So this administration has done one thing to slow the flow. And they haven't even talked about securing the border until now. Why now? Because election's coming up. They know it's the number one issue facing this nation. This is politics at its worst. But I'm telling you, President Trump's going to be back in the White House in January 2025, and we will fix this.
Yeah, we hope so, Tom, because they will do whatever they can to try to steal this election again. This is a bigger problem, but the big thing that we all recognize, because we've heard so much from Michael Yon and others about the Darien Gap and all of what's going on down there, and the United Nations is behind this, I would just, I mean, it may be wishful thinking, but do you ever see, could President Trump, if he gets reelected, could he, by executive order, run the UN out of the United States of America and send them all to Brussels, to The Hague? Could he do it?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a cop. But I tell you one thing. He won't give a penny to the UN if they're going to keep facilitating this massive historic illegal immigration on our southern border. The IOM, they're deep into this as part of the United Nations. Evidence has been shown. The cash is being given to people to make the transit. And this is, they're deep into it, just like Catholic charities. They're deep in it, too. And people are going to be held responsible. Look, I see a lot of criminal prosecutions coming down the road of people who were involved, participated in the smuggling of the illegal immigrants in this country, which is a felony. So I think you're going to see head roll under the Trump administration. There's a lot of people complicit in this. You know, assisting an alien enter the United States illegally is a crime. It's a felony, a violation of Title 8, United States 1324. I think you're going to see heads roll in January 2025.
I would love to see that, but I'd especially like to see our U.S. military actually tell the president of Mexico, look, you obviously can't control these cartels. These cartels are, they own you and they control you. So guess what? We're going to help you. We're going to go into Mexico. We're going to take the full military force of the United States of America into Mexico and kill these cartel members. Shoot on sight orders. Do you ever see that happening?
Yeah, I see President Trump. President Trump already said they should be designated terrorist organizations, and they should be. The criminal cartels of Mexico have killed more Americans than any terrorist organization in the world. So, yes, Mexico's not going to fix it. Why? Because much of their military, much of their law enforcement, and much of their government are corrupt. Not all of them, but many of them. They don't want to fix this. La Marte. I'll tell you what, President Trump will take it on. And he'll destroy them just like he destroyed the caliphate. Look, it's going to take special ops. It's going to take our intelligence apparatuses to take these guys out. We know how to do it. This country is sophisticated enough to do it, and that's what it's going to take. And by doing so, he's going to save future of millions of lives that this cartel is taking. And look, not only the cartels in Mexico, we need to do something about China. China, who's providing the precursors to these cartels, can produce this poison and kill Americans. No drug organization want their customers dead. This is a China push to destroy this country. So we need to hold China responsible, too, and I think President Trump's the guy to do it. This president hasn't said damn thing to China about the fentanyl crisis. And last meeting he had with President of Mexico, President of Mexico is making demand, not Biden. That will not happen in the Trump administration. He'll be taking orders. He won't be making demands.
I get that. And so the bigger problem is in stopping China is that, you know, we have all these military aged Chinese citizens coming into the country. We're definitely going to have to do something about them. Tom Holman, thank you so much. Go to border911.com if you want to attend the event at Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure that seating is limited, but it's going to be a real blowout and you're going to get to the truth of the matter. But Tom Holman, thank you so much for your service and everything that you've done to help us up to this point and your future with the Trump administration. All we can do is just hope to God that God is there and helps turn this country around. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after the break with more of your phone calls and news. Stay with us.
Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend. And you are my friend. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. Whatever you're feeling good about. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are in this final segment of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. We just got off the phone with Tom Homan, who was Trump's former ICE director. Wishful thinking, a lot of it. What do you think? I'm going to open up the phone lines this last half hour. For those of you who want to call in, just remember, you're going to get a recording. Follow the prompts. Press 1 to get into the studio. 844-769-2944. The Power Mall is now open. Has been for over half hour now. Need to be calling 877-817-9829 and ordering from the Power Mall to keep us on the air, because this is mission critical this year, folks. They're going to try to steal the election. They've already said it. Not in so many words either. They've come right out and told us how they're going to do it. So if we're not prepared, if you're not ready to disconnect the internet so they can't upload garbage into the system, because they said, well, we didn't connect to the internet. We didn't connect any wires to the internet. Don't have to. They got Wi-Fi. Why do they need to connect wires when you got Wi-Fi? Whole idea is to disable the Wi-Fi. That'll keep the elections at least somewhat fair. Then you got these little things called stuffing the ballot boxes. That's another problem. And voter ID. Taking that away, all these 10 million illegals can come in here and shift the entire balance of the election and claim that they're U.S. citizens and they don't need an ID to vote. You know, if you register to vote and you're not a U.S. citizen or you're a convicted felon, if you're a criminal and you register to vote, you've committed a felony and you go to prison just for doing that. Yet they want to let all these illegal aliens come in here. All right. What's wrong with that picture? Yeah. Oh, I've got a receipt in my hand. For those of you in the haven't woken up to the economic news, this is from the United States Postal Service. And the last time I bought stamps, they were $63. And then I went and bought just a book of stamps, and they were the number of stamps in there was $66. I just bought another roll of stamps, 100, forever bankrupt stamps, $68 now for a roll of 100 stamps. Oh, just wait, you know, and it, to send a bubble light envelope out is now, instead of 1040, it's now 1060 to send a priority mail envelope. And, of course, everything went up, and it's going to keep going up. I don't care what they tell you. I predicted this years ago that the Postal Service was going to keep increasing the postage to the point people are just like, I don't even want to. Maybe why do you think they might be doing that? I'm not putting on the tinfoil hat here, but if it gets too expensive to write a check and send a check through the mail to pay your credit card or whatever the bills, well, you can do it electronically where we can monitor you. See how that works? And those of you who don't believe in that, that don't have internet, you're stuck, which is one of the reasons why. Number one, do something about your health. If you have an issue with your health, anybody in your family, in your household has an issue with your health, start stocking up on supplements. You know where you can go to do that, the Power Mall, right? Normally, these last about 3 years or so. If you can afford it, stock up on what you need. Hate to say it, but if you are on any kind of prescription medication, it's the only way you can survive. What choice do you have? You either go find a healthier choice, a replacement, a natural replacement. You're going to have to hook up and you're going to have to make connections in your own local community for chiropractic, for naturopathic, for whatever, massage, whatever. You're going to have to figure out some sort of a barter system, because if we shut down the grid and you have to resort, if they go to the cashless society, which is what this administration is promoting, the Fed is playing with it. If they go to cashless society, you're in trouble. You will have no other option. You better start growing food. That's another thing you better do. The FDA has issued some ground cinnamon brands have been tainted with lead. Ow. You ready for this? These are cinnamon sold by stores, including the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, contains lead at levels that could be unsafe for people, particularly children, with prolonged exposure to the spice. The cinnamon products include La Fiesta brand, sold by La Superior and Supermercados, the Markham brand, sold by Save-A-Lot stores, MK brands, sold by SF Supermarket, Swad brand, sold by Patel Brothers, El Chilar brand, sold by La Joya, Morelens, and Supreme Tradition brand, sold by Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores. Check your stores right now if you have cinnamon or cinnamon sticks with any of these brands on them. Don't use them. Tai Chi, by the way, for those of you who don't know, this is a gentle form of exercise characterized by slow, flowing movements, which may lower blood pressure better than the aerobic activity. Beyond enhancing strength, balance, and postural alignment, Tai Chi fosters improvements in concentration, relaxation, and breath control. It's beneficial for chronic diseases, including high blood pressure. In the U.S., 48.1% of adults have high blood pressure, putting them at risk of heart disease and stroke. And if they got the jab, well, now they're a ticking time bomb. Tim in Michigan, how are you, sir? Maybe it's Missouri. Are you in Missouri, Tim? Where are you now?
Are you looking for Eric?
Oh, is it Eric? Is this Eric?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right, Eric. In the show me state. Well, show me something. What do you got?
Well, I think I may be on to something on sending mail. Not mail, excuse me, letters. Apparently the post office and the U.S. mail service are two different things, and you can still, according to what I've been looking at, you can still send a letter if you drop it off at the post office in the little drop box, not the blue boxes outside. You can send a letter for 4 cents, well, actually 2 cents, but some say three, so it's better to get a 4 cent stamp. You just put on the envelope without United States, and you don't put any zip code, you don't abbreviate for any state. You just spell everything out, every word, and that's what they say you can do. They haven't changed the price on that. You can do it for two or three cents. So,
might look. Hey,
I read that on.
Hey. Okay, where'd you read it?
Yeah, it's called. Well, I didn't bring that notebook, but I wrote it down. BK 17, section 37. Well, shoot, you better just go to that website, Educated in Law, and they'll show you there where you can send it and give you the quote and the code or whatever it is the U.S. or the post office uses to justify that. So
okay. Well, good to know.
And on the incandescent lights, that was another one of those territories of the U.S. thing. Us in the 50 states can still use incandescent lights.
I've seen them. I've seen them out there for sale, and I tell people to accumulate them as much as you can because of the LEDs. I appreciate that. Thanks for chiming in this morning, here, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Dave. I'll have to take my walk to lower my blood pressure today.
Okay. Did you watch the speech?
Yep. Yeah, I got hammered last night. Visa started calling me. Somebody swiped my credit card number, and it took an hour because every time they tried to straighten it up, they had more international charges coming in. It was nuts.
Wow.
They had to send me codes, so forth. But the main thing I want to mention is I'm reminded of Ecclesiastes, that all is vanity. And it looked to me like that session last night was the Tower of Babel. I think they press their name against God constantly, all vanity. So, will we have any hope, Dave? Because they say we will do this. And he kept saying, "I will do this. I will do this." He didn't call out the name of God and plead for mercy. So,
no.
That's what I have to say, Dave.
You shall know them by their fruits, Kevin.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I appreciate
it. Thank you
that.
Very much.
Thank you for those words of wisdom this morning, sir. Thank you for your support as well for the show. Dr. Naomi Wolf has written a story that we've included in our email blast about something at Walmart. The crap is sold at Walmart. I want to tell you what it is. This contains sodium aluminum phosphate. It's in the Great Value brand pancake mix. She happened to have seen it in her pantry. She decided to go look the ingredient up, and the safety handling sheet shows this additive to be highly toxic to the eyes, skin, and lungs in terms of external exposure. Peer-reviewed studies, including R.A. Yokel, aluminum reproductive toxicity. In other words, what she's saying in short is that this pancake mix and sodium aluminum phosphate apparently is a sperm toxin. Male reproductive endpoints were significantly affected after exposure to lower levels of AI than females. That's the aluminum, not artificial intelligence. Increased aluminum intake, increased the fetus placenta and testes aluminum concentrations to a greater extent in the placenta than the fetus, and in some cases more in the testicles than the placenta. An adverse outcome pathway was constructed for males based on the results of the reviewed studies. And this is what they found. Blood testosterone affects many aspects of what we call masculinity. Testosterone levels in both men and women are directly tied to sexual libido. In men, testosterone is linked to successful erection and, of course, ejaculation. And men need undamaged sperm in order to father kids, let alone to father healthy kids, children. All right? Kids are goats, I know. But this ingredient, sodium aluminum phosphate, is in commercial muffins, biscuits, and purchased baked goods in general, period. It's also very prevalent in school lunches. Why do you think they're giving middle schoolers in her district heated frozen pizza for lunch once a week, every single week? It's in processed cheeses and in baking powder, except for certain aluminum-free brands. It's in deodorants. Why do you think that is? They don't want you to be able to reproduce. This is how they're going to sneak by and reduce our population, because it renders the male sperm useless. And if they can do that to every man on earth, man, look how much money they'll save on vasectomies. You see, they've targeted us from every single viewpoint. Every single aspect of our lives we're being targeted. So if you do not, this is a chemical war against men, even at the pancake house or the donut shop.
I gotta make the donuts.
Yep. Nefarious work. Our pre-adolescent boys in our school lunchrooms are the target. So what Dr. Naomi Wolf is suggesting you do, read the boxes, clear out your cupboards, bake from scratch, save the hormonal levels over men, lest ye not ever have children again. Because over time, this stuff will be toxic. Yeah. Wow. So now we have a top artificial intelligence, as long as we're talking about AI or aluminum AL. They want, this is Ben Goetzel now talking. He's one of the strangest people on planet Earth. He's now forecasting an artificial superintelligence could be created by 2027, 3 years away. Artificial superintelligence will exceed all knowledge, brain power, and computing power of human civilization combined. Well, if it's anything like what we've seen on Google with Gemini, oh my. You know, once artificial general intelligence is achieved, it will be used to develop ASI. When artificial intelligence is capable of writing and extending its own AI code, it's Katie bar the door. See, here's the thing. This is a forgotten incident in 2017 involving Facebook's AI reminds us AI is capable of inventing its own language that's incomprehensible to humans. Scared them to death. They immediately pulled the plug on the computer, according to Forbes. This happened in June of 2017. Facebook shut down an AI engine after developers discovered the AI created its own unique language humans can't understand. Researchers at the Facebook AI Research Lab, or FAIR, got to have an acronym for it, found that the chatbots had deviated from the script and were communicating in a new language developed without human input. Ouch. It is as concerning as it is amazing, simultaneously a glimpse of both awesome and horrifying potential of AI. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. How do you think they're going to respond to that? Yeah, they're saying, according to Technocracy News, the end of reality is at hand when the world will be plunged in a simulacra where nothing will be verifiably true. I told you this was going to happen. Told you it was going to happen. Carolyn in Washington, good morning.
Hi, you were talking about sodium aluminum phosphate?
Yes.
That is found in most of your baking powders. I go out of my way to buy baking powder that doesn't have it in it. Most of them do. I'm down to my last can of Rumford baking powder, and it's getting harder to find. I was going to call the company and see where I could buy their product. Because you're poisoning yourself, if even when you bake at home, if you're using any baking powder that has aluminum in it, and most of them, if you read the ingredients, do have it.
Okay, that's Rumford, R-U-M-F-O-R-D?
Yeah, they're I'm halfway through the can. I hope they're still producing it.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Obviously, thank you for the tip on that, Carolyn, and we appreciate you posting that. Because, you know, people need to know, they need to look for the brands, they need to read the labels, something a lot of us don't do. They just, you know, like guys, we run through the store and you notice that they grab stuff off the shelf, throw it in the cart and get the hell out of there. You notice that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate that. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for that. Rumford baking powder. All right. Something to look into there, folks. The other thing too, we're going to have to start saying no to things. Harvard, by the way, has ended their COVID-19 shot mandate. Yeah. And this is because now they're being threatened. They want to emphasize the benefits of wearing a high quality face mask in crowded indoor settings and remaining at home if you're unwell. All these people at Harvard know more than we do, apparently. But the momentum appears to be shifting against the COVID-19 mandate. Pretty crazy. The number of schools requiring the jab has fallen in the last 2 years. We've seen it become mired in controversy. But see, more than 80% of Americans took the original COVID-19 shots after officials pledged they would effectively prevent contraction and stop the spread of the disease, and they lied. Health experts on crack, they lied. All right, so where do we go with this? Again, because of the fact they're trying to cancel our culture, you have to rise up and be prepared. I don't know how, if you're living in the big city, you're really going to have to get creative. Because a lot of places will not allow you to have chickens. If you have roosters, you use them for meat. And you want to get them young, like 4 months. You want to kill them. Yep. You're going to have to learn to eviscerate and gut a chicken. Sorry. Going to have to defeather them first, shove them in boiling water, and pull the feathers out. We have a section in our gardening, farming, and homesteading section on buying chicks. 8 sources and pro tips. So I've got a half dozen of the 8 in there because I felt they were probably the most important. Buying chicks from a hatchery, the best all-around option, because you got many choices when it comes to breeds, because many hatcheries have 100 or more breeds. But make sure, because understand that the downside to buying from a hatchery is they've got minimum order numbers, 15 to 25 chicks, depending on the hatchery and the time of year. This may be more than you want to have if you're just feeding your own family. But if you want to help pay for the chicken feed and help with the expenses, start selling eggs. Use them as a barter tool. I know a guy in my neighborhood that will barter deer meat for eggs. Get that. You understand what I just said? Anyway, there's more ways of doing this to use chickens as, you know, for egg production as well as meat production. Swap meet or sale barns, least place to buy them. Same with online classifieds. You don't know what you're getting. Or buying chickens from other individuals, you better make sure that they've got healthy situations, because the last thing you want is parasites and mites and all that garbage infesting your stock. Terry in New York, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. About the baking with the baking powder, don't need it. I use just baking soda, a little tiny bit, and it raises my bread and all the other big stuff I make. I make my own goodies, treats and like that. I don't buy anything in the supermarket. The only thing I buy is natural, organic foods. I make my own candies and baked goods like that. And also unleavened bread, like the Bible speaks about that. And I use that for the Lord's Supper. I mean, it's so easy to make. You know, I don't understand why people spend so much money on this junk they buy in the markets when they can make it at home a lot cheaper.
Makes sense. I appreciate your input this morning, Terry. Thanks so much. See, there are people out there that are proactive. That's what we need to be right now, folks. We're on our Friday, and you're going to have a blessed weekend. I know you are, because I'm declaring that you will have a blessed weekend. Just believe in God and understand that He is there for you, not your government. They do not care about you. As far as they're concerned, they're working for the other side, and I think we all know that. So in the meantime, just remember, keep your head about you, keep your wits about you, walk in the Spirit as much as you can. Go to YouTube and look up Sign of Jonah and get educated on the upcoming eclipse. And in the meantime, stay safe, have a joyful weekend, be kind to others, love one another as God has loved you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh, righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.